Good afternoon. Welcome to the archives session. We've got four presentations and a whole bunch of presenters about collections here in Southern California as well as elsewhere. So I won't waste a lot of time talking. We'll get started with Peggy Alexander. Peggy's a librarian with the Performing Arts Special Collections at UCLA Library, and she's going to talk to us about Sounds of Southern California, some of the music and music industry related collections that they have at UCLA.
Thank you. Well, as the head of Performing Arts Special Collections, my mission is to document performing arts as it relates to Los Angeles and Southern California. So as you can imagine, my collection consists heavily of film and television materials, but I'm going to show you a little bit about what we have. So this is just what we have at UCLA. So in the beginning, this was how it was done. I found this photograph, and I just, it's amazing to see how what people used to do. And there they are playing music and making a movie right here. And now we've got lots and lots of studios, and I've had the opportunity to work with many of them or to try to work with many of them. As you know, copyright is a really big issue with the studios, and for that reason, it's hard to provide wide access to a lot of our collections. But these are some of the studios that we've been working with. So here's just a brief list of some of our film, television, and industry recording collections. I'm going to talk about a few of them in detail, but this is just a few. Does anyone have a favorite among any of these?
Ralph Edwards.
Ralph Edwards. Oh, fabulous, fabulous. He's on, the offices are still here on Sunset Boulevard, and does everyone know who Ralph Edwards was? Well, we'll talk about it then. Talk about your life, too. Okay. Dan Curtis did the Dark Shadow stuff, and there's a new series coming out with Johnny Depp, Dark Shadows again. So let me talk to you about CBS Film and Television Collection. So CBS needed to make room, and they were going to throw everything out, and the music director called UCLA and said, do you want to come and get it? And we did. It's a gigantic collection, and it's still being processed. We've had it for maybe 20 years already. These are some of the materials we have: scores and sound recordings and recording logs, scripts. And when I was trying to organize this collection, I decided to organize it by type of production, because CBS produced so many different types of productions. So I wound up doing arranging it by documentary, feature films, television shows, television series, made for television movies, television miniseries, and then feature films. And so that seems to be sufficient. And then there are just regular papers. And these are some of the highlights, some of the collections and the shows. And we have a lot of audio. We have a huge amount of audio and a huge amount that we haven't processed yet. And we just got some donors to get together, and they just gave us $2,000 to be able to add more detail to the collection. But I'll just play you some samples. Oops. Maybe most of you know that CBS now has a new Hawaii Five-O show, and about a month before it came out, they came to me asking if I had the music, because they didn't want to hire an orchestrator to have to listen to it and then write it out all over again. So I took them into the stacks, and we looked through boxes and boxes and found some of what they were looking for. So, and I said, if you give us some more money to help process the collection, maybe you could find more, but I haven't gotten anything. So we got Lucy.
It's the I Love Lucy show, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And brought to you by L I L T. New Squeeze Comb Lilt Home Permanent.
Twilight Zone. Wait a second.
One, two, three, four.
If you want to know what frustration is, just listen a second. He's suffered enough. It goes on and on. The conductor sings it to him. He sings it. It's wonderful as a musician to hear that even those professional musicians had so much trouble even. And it's great to be able to be in that recording studio with them. Then Ralph Edwards. Somebody mentioned Ralph Edwards before. And Ralph Edwards Productions did shows like This Is Your Life and Truth or Consequences and Name That Tune. Right now, they're still in business and they do People's Court. They're super nice people and they've had the same people working for them since the beginning. And so they know the entire history of the company. They've digitized huge amounts of the collection. These photographs, here's... you know, these are pictures of This Is Your Life. This one here is, it started in radio and moved over to television. Here's Phil Silvers with, what's his name? Milton Berle, right. Here's Laurel and Hardy. This is the woman being whoever she is. She was the guest for that night, and she's being surprised. They have everything. They have all the scripts, all the research notes about who this person was, that they had to do secretly so that the person wouldn't find out. And if the person found out, they canceled the show. They have everything. And they're allowing us to provide access to it. So it's really nice of them. I'll just play a little.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, friends, here we are again with Ivory Soap's new variation of that grand old game, Truth or Consequences. Laughs and prizes for everybody. Prizes for the winners, prizes for the losers. Prizes for you folks out there and prizes for you folks in here. Truth or Consequences is kind to everyone who plays it, just as Ivory Soap is kind to everything it touches.
Then we have collections that you've probably never heard of. We have Eddie Manson's papers. Does anyone know who Eddie Manson was? He's not Charlie Manson's cousin. Yes? He was. He was a virtuoso harmonica player, but, I'm telling you, he was also a very prolific composer, and he taught scoring at UCLA. And this collection is filled with scores and sound recordings. I just went through this collection just recently and found he did commercials for everybody. He did for Campbell's Soup, General Electric, Lucky Strike Cigarettes, maybe five different brands of cigarettes, GE. He did them for everybody, and he documented them. So it's going to be a really great collection. Another collection we have is the A&M Records. Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss sold A&M Records to PolyGram in the late 80s, and then they didn't know what to do with their stuff, and they asked us if we wanted it all. And so we went and we packed up a lot of boxes. And this is a picture of Herb and Jerry on the A&M lot, which used to be a Charlie Chaplin studio. Here, and the collection is very rich. We have an online exhibit at the UCLA Library website that you can look at. These are some of the things that are in the collection: sound recordings, manuscripts. We have Herb's briefcase, and inside it was a score arranged by Quincy Jones, and it's to Raging Bull. There's correspondence, there are memos. Some of the memos are talking about the dress codes for women at A&M. They have to wear skirts and dresses. Posters, a great collection. I love a few gold records. Among some of the correspondence are really touching letters that, schoolmates of Herb Alpert's at Fairfax High School. They heard that he made it big, right? And they're all writing to him. Oh, Herb, congratulations, and I write music too, and maybe I could work for you. And in one of the letters, I'm writing music, and I'm not available right now, but I should be out in 3 months. And this high school colleague of his was in jail. But as an archivist, it means a lot that it's still there, and Herb retained it, that means a lot and tells you a little bit about who he is. Recently, they called us and asked if we wanted more stuff, so we took, an example of the uniforms or the outfits that the Tijuana Brass wore, and so they're really cool. I'm not sure what to do with them, but I've got them. They're really cool. Hans Salter papers. He worked for Universal as an arranger, a composer, a conductor. We have papers, personal papers, business papers, and lots of recordings. He wrote music for movies such as these, a lot of, horror B-movies, kind of fun titles. We have the Ardell Butts Film Music Collection, and he was a staff composer in 1943 for Public Studios, and these are some of his hits. Dan Curtis, we have. Dan Curtis didn't only do Dark Shadows. He did some of these. He did these titles, but he has a huge list of production titles, and he saved everything. And we have all the papers from Dan Curtis Productions, including all of the budget information and correspondence. It's really a great collection. We had it processed by one of the UCLA's Moving Image and Archive Studies students who had a particular interest in this, and she knew a lot about Dark Shadows before she started, and she created an exhibit, and now she knows even more. But she was the perfect person to process it because she was so excited about it. Vic Mizzi, has anyone heard of Vic Mizzi? Yeah. You know, that's right. Vic Mizzi is a composer from Brooklyn, and he's written music for a lot of television shows. And you can see he did the Addams Family, and he did music for Green Acres, and he did music for Phyllis Diller's The Pruitts of Long Island, Southampton, yes. She would kill me because, you know, we have Phyllis Diller's papers, and we're still receiving them, so she would be not happy about that. But he was one of my first collections that I acquired at UCLA, and I got to go to his house, and he sat at his organ, and he played da-da-da-dum, and he did the snaps. And so I took a picture of him. He was a really sweet guy. He passed away a few years ago, and we have his whole collection, and it's being processed right now. I brought one of the things that's in the collection, and so here's a holiday greeting card for the Addams Family. Can you see? Well, we have a few of them, but not all of them play, so maybe someone here can figure out how we're going to preserve that. They're worn out. I don't know how to preserve that. But he told me that he made $40,000 a year on royalties from the Addams Family. It was played at baseball stadiums and all these sports, all these games. So he's a very sweet guy. We also have the Herschel Burke Gilbert collection. Herschel Burke Gilbert was a film and television composer. He worked for CBS for a while. These are some of his titles. The Rifleman was one of his biggest successes. And I'm working closely with his daughter and widow. They have helped in processing some of the collection, which is really nice. They're organizing things and boxing them for me, and then I go and get it, and I add it to the finding aid, and they did digitize an awful lot of sound for us. So it's always nice to have donors like that. Herschel Gilbert was a student of Ernst Toch, who was an emigre composer, fled Europe during the Second World War, and came to this part of the country because he knew he could get a job writing music for the movies. And we're very lucky that we have his papers at UCLA. So it's nice to have Gilbert's collection as a student of his. And these are some of the things that we have in the collection: contracts, scores, photographs, correspondence, sheet music, an awful lot of royalty information, things like that, rights information, which is always nice to have. Okay, I'm almost done. And we have lots of reissues from our collection. These are reissues from the CBS collection. This just came out. This is a dual CD pack, so this is one issue. But, you know, all these independent labels are asking CBS if they can issue them, and they're giving them permission. Then they have to come and find the source material with me. So it's these people, these label owners, who are getting together and collecting money to donate so that we can hire a student in and complete processing, because they need to find these things. And one of the problems with the CBS collection is that the audio materials have no information on them. Everything is in a separate logbook. And so if we can't find the logbook to go with it, they really don't know what tape they need. So, and these are some more. This is another label, Monstrous Music. And I don't know if anybody knew this, but the Grateful Dead started doing music for the second Twilight Zone series that was in the 1980s. And so that was reissued using our materials as well. So other than sound, we have a lot of complementary material. We have written music from Aaron Copland. We had the George Antheil Motion Picture and Television Collection. We have Jeff Alexander's and Alex North. Walter Lantz, we have all the music, and it corresponds to the cells, and it has the action of, you know, what Woody is doing here. We have part of the Bernard Herrmann collection that at UC Santa Barbara has the other half. We have a 5,000 box collection from the RKO Studios collection, which has no sound but written music and also dance notes. It's heavily, heavily used. And then we have silent film music, and these are some of the silent film collections we have. And a couple years ago, Warner Brothers was closing one of its storage facilities in Burbank, and they said, how would you like this? And so they sent 500 boxes of stuff, and most of it was silent film music. So with scores and parts, really, really wonderful stuff. And it also includes the portions of the original MGM reference library, all, you know, stamped MGM reference library and signed by the original librarian. Really a wonderful collection. And then we have sheet music. This is all complementary to the sound recordings. We have approximately 600,000 pieces of sheet music. I'm trying every day to provide access to more and more. We also are founding members of the Sheet Music Consortium, where institutions with large sheet music collections digitize them and add them to the list, so you can look and search an assortment of ways to find what you're looking for. And we know that a lot of people are interested in the cover art, some are interested in the music, some are interested in the advertisements, and so sheet music is a very well-used resource. And then we have the Archive of Popular American Music, which was created, it's an artificial archival collection. It was just created to document popular American music, and it includes 50,000 sound recordings, but it also included sheet music and books, anything you could think of. And so we've got a lot of work we're still processing this. So does anybody have any questions? Yes?
What are some of the highlights of the George Antheil collection? I wasn't aware that it was such a thing.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. Do you all know about the Online Archive of California? It's a union catalog of archival collections across the state, and you can search by keyword, and then it'll show you the results and show you where everything is, and then you can, you know, do a keyword search through these EAD finding aids. So you can look there. If you don't find it, then call me and I'll tell you. Any other questions? Well, it's really an honor to be here and to present to you. This is a great group, and I hope you will come back and use some of our collections. Thanks.